Rubio's not so happy birthday message on the ACA came in a video.
Obamacare is not something that's set in stone. It can be repealed. And Americans increasingly want it to be repealed.
Josh, do the numbers show that Americans increasingly want the Affordable Care Act repealed, as Rubio says?
Well, we rated that claim mostly false. And that's because, despite the fact that there are quite a few people who do want that repealed, the idea that more and more people want it repealed isn't quite true. We looked at several different polls, and they worded it any number of different ways, how you wanted it repealed, what you wanted to keep, all sorts of things. And what we found is that the number said anywhere from 35 to a little more than 50% of the American public wants the ACA repealed. But the problem with this statement is that those numbers have held pretty steady since 2011, and there's just no proof that they've been increasing like he says they have.
Florida Governor Rick Scott is attacking Charlie Crist by attacking the ACA in a new TV ad.
News reports say 300,000 health plans canceled. The federal government says less work hours for American jobs.
Josh, let's go with the first claim in that ad, 300,000 health plans canceled. What's PolitiFact's ruling on that claim?
Well, we called that one mostly false, and that's based on something that happened in 2013 where Florida Blue started to send out letters to 300,000 of its policyholders saying that those policies did not meet minimum requirements for the Affordable Care Act. What happened was when the government decided to extend the deadline for the insurance plans that may not have met those criteria, Florida Blue had only sent out about 40,000 letters. Those letters actually said that they were going to switch people over to another plan and that they would help people find plans that met their needs. No one was ever going to go uncovered.
And then, Josh, there's the claim that the federal government is saying Obamacare will mean less work hours for American jobs. 2.5 million Americans out of the workforce. What's the Truth-O-Meter say?
We rated that one mostly false, and we've seen this one ever since the Congressional Budget Office, which is a nonpartisan part of the government that analyzes such things, ruled that up to the equivalent of 2.5 million jobs would be gone by 2024. And when I say they're gone, that's a statistical way to look at things. The equivalent of 2.5 million jobs, those are work hours. And the reason that those work hours were going to disappear is because now that people were covered and their insurance was not necessarily tied to their employment, or that they got subsidies and didn't have to pay for care or didn't have to pay as much for care, they would choose to stop working. They would quit part-time jobs. They wouldn't work 60 hours a week or however long. And that's not quite the same as just leaving the workforce. So we rated it mostly false.
Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. 4 years in, the debate over Obamacare seems as healthy as ever.
It sure does.